And good morning on this beautiful Tuesday, March 3rd morning. We're here live in the studios of KRFY for the KRFY Morning Show. And I'm Susie Prez, your solo co-host this morning. My co-host Chris Bessler is home, maybe listening. So good morning, Chris, if you're listening out there. And I have in the studio with me this morning, special guests for me, Maren Andrick, 8th grade Sandpoint Waldorf School student. She has been doing an internship here at the radio station for the last 6 months. And so good morning, Maren.
Good morning.
It's very nice to have you here. And I was really excited to have her mother, Julia Andrick. So good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
We're here to talk about Maren's internship and the Waldorf School and some of the things that are offered and what an internship brings to a student who's an 8th grade student. But before we do that, how about the weather, Maren?
Okay, so here's the weather from the National Weather Service. Today is Tuesday, March 3rd. Current temperature is 21 with winds from the north and the wind chill is 11 degrees. The expected high is 34 and the low is 12. Today's forecast is mostly sunny with northeast winds. Tomorrow, 41, sunny. Tomorrow night, 21 and mostly clear.
Okay. What about hearing some of the weather across the country? I always think it's interesting to just see what's going on in other places.
Okay. In Missoula, Montana, it's 14 degrees. And in Chicago, it's 30. And Maine, it is 16.
Well, who came from Maine? One of our teachers at the Waldorf School.
Mr. Pratt, our movement teacher.
Right. So,
yeah.
Hi, Mr. Pratt. Well, let's get to the interview. We're in a little bit. We'll talk a little bit, and then we're going to listen to kind of what I think of as your project that you worked on here at the radio station. You put together a podcast interviewing others, and we'll hear about that in a little bit. And we'll actually listen to it. It's about 9 minutes. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about my first question and a curiosity for me is, why did you pick KRFY Broadcast Radio to do your internship?
Well, I've always loved music, and like ever since I was little, I've loved singing. And so, like, my first thought was kind of a recording studio, but we live in a small town, so we don't really have that. And so I thought that the next best thing would be a radio station. And I thought community radio was very cool because you're always listening to great music and shows instead of having all the commercials and stuff like that. And so I thought this would be a really interesting thing.
And you knew about KRFY prior to coming over here?
Yeah, I've heard of it, and my aunt sometimes has it in her car, and so I listen to it there, so.
Okay. And you came over, and what were some of your expectations or some of the things you hoped to do during your internship?
I don't know. I guess I didn't really have that many expectations because I didn't know much about, like, how radio worked, so I guess that's something that I really wanted to learn is just, like, what's going on, because like I didn't really know anything about that. So,
and did you learn new things?
I learned a lot of new stuff. Like, it's just like so much goes on behind scenes that you don't realize when you're just listening to it, and so much work is put into stuff when all you have to do to hear is just turn on the radio. So,
and we're busy behind the scenes,
exactly,
running machines and learning how to be technicians. And I feel like you've just hit the tip of the iceberg as far as learning what is really going on here. So I would like to throw out, if you want to continue, you can.
Yeah, I think that'd be totally awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really is.
A lot of work on the edge, but fun. Let's move over to Julia Andrick, Maren's mother. And what did you think about her decision to do her internship, the eighth grade internship with the Waldorf School here at KRFY?
Well, I thought it was fabulous. She actually has a friend of hers in her class, Abby Daly, and whose father, Scott Daly, as I think most people in this listening audience are very well aware, was very instrumental in helping get this station off the ground. So I think that was really neat. And so, yeah, so supporting community radio and also having the connection with Miss Prez. Miss Prez, Susie, someone that Marin has known as well as I over the years through the Waldorf School and in the community. So I was really excited. And it's really this eighth grade project for these Waldorf School students. It's pretty neat stuff. These are 14-year-olds and, you know, to have to go out and pick something in the community, an internship where they have to work for 6 months and... you know, 14-year-olds having to ask an adult something most times is not a very comfortable, awkward, they'd probably say. And so there's so many of the students are doing some pretty neat experiences. And just then to have to the responsibility of showing up to work and learning new things and being kind of held accountable to be working in an office space or in a new environment, it just really stretches them. And I think it helps really set the stage for them as they start moving into high school and then college and taking on their own careers and their own lives.
Usually when you think of student interns, you think of college and then maybe high school, because I know they do job shadowing and some internships or work study, whatever you might want to call it, in high school. But rarely have I heard of eighth grade students. And I'll just say one of the things I've experienced with Marin is, and I was very clear, I think, that I wasn't going to hold her hand through this. It was really up to her. And she has stood on her own feet during this internship and taken initiative. So for an eighth grader, I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's a really neat rites of passage, if you will, experience that all the eighth graders do at the Waldorf School. And it really does stretch and challenge them and gives them new opportunities and you know, and speaking of opportunities, they're going to be on Friday, this coming Friday at 6 o'clock. They're going to be over at the Lutheran Church on the corner of Pine and Lincoln Street. And they're going to be presenting their eighth grade project. So they're going to have to then stand up in front of a room of 150 plus people and do a presentation and give a presentation to everybody about what their experiences have been. So I encourage people that are interested to come and see that.
So it's open to the public.
It is absolutely open to the public. Mm-hmm.
It also gives a picture of how the year going through the years of a Waldorf education develops the student into someone that can stand up in front of 150 plus people and present what they did with their year internship.
Yeah, and they do at the Waldorf School. There's a lot of work towards kind of being standing in front of an audience and speaking and being very grounded in the ability to be confident enough to stand and talk to in front of an audience. So it's pretty neat stuff. And I guess I also want to give a shout out to all the different mentors out there. I mean, Susie, you've spent, you know, a lot of time with Marin. I know you've let her sort of take the charge, but I know behind the scenes you've been doing a lot of thinking about this, and it's really appreciated and really neat to have that opportunity. So,
well, really, thank you to the community that have opened up their businesses or whatever to the students if they asked. So in a little bit, we'll hear from three students who are your classmates, Mary.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that. We're kind of waiting for the students at the Waldorf School to get into class, turn on the radio, so to speak. I guess they're going to stream it.
Yeah.
And just a reminder that you can stream KRFY at krfy.org. at any point in time. And there are people actually listening in Seattle and Chicago and Wisconsin. I know that for sure right now. Maybe even South Bend, Indiana. Shout out to Jim Healy. This is KRFY 88.5. And thank you for tuning in this morning to The Morning Show. I'm Susie Prez, and we're in the studio here with Marin Andrick. She's the eighth grade Sandpoint Waldorf School student intern who has been doing her internship here for the last, well, I guess, 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. What time do you think the students will be ready in the classroom?
School normally starts at 8:10, but okay. Our teacher told everyone to get there early.
Okay.
So probably now, maybe.
So they may be listening
yeah.
to us. Well, let's get to the podcast, we'll call it. This is part of your project. You put together something. You came up with an idea, I think, with your teacher, maybe your mom. Tell us how you came up with this as a part of your project, and what is it?
Well, I just thought it would be really interesting to hear other people's thoughts about their internships, because I was like, and I really enjoyed mine, so I wanted to hear like their most challenging parts and their favorite parts about their internship. And so I thought a podcast would be something different, because like going live is really hard and stuff, but a podcast is like different where you have to record it and then edit it down and then do all this extra stuff to it. So, yeah.
Well, who are we going to hear from?
We're going to hear from Alora Livingston, and she worked at the Pine Street Bakery. And then Ryan Baumgartner, and he did aviation. And then Alana Baumgartner, and she worked on training dogs and why that is important.
Well, let's hope that they're listening there in the basement of the Sandpoint Waldorf School, the eighth grade class. And we are now going to hear the podcast that Maren put together of her interviews with her fellow students. This is a 9-minute podcast, and we will be back with more live interviews, so stay tuned. And here we go.
KRFY Panhandle Community Radio. This presentation includes interviews with 3 of my classmates from the Sandpoint Waldorf School about their internship. Listen as they tell us how they took flight, baked a cake, and trained a dog. The first student we will hear from is Ryan Baumgartner. Thank you, Ryan Baumgartner, for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome.
So you choose aviation for your project. What is aviation and why did you choose that?
Well, aviation is like flying. It involves the forces of flight, like how aviation is possible, like how flying is possible, the mechanics. It is everything involved with flying. I chose it because I have been interested in things with the throttle since I was very young. And in fifth grade, I took my first flight that I can remember to Denver on a commercial jet. And ever since, I've just loved going to the airport and flying. And
so has it been a dream of yours to be a pilot or fly?
Yes. Since about fifth grade, I've decided that I would love to be a commercial pilot when I grow up. So this has been a great opportunity for me to learn about the career that I hope could be mine someday.
And what has been the most challenging part for you of this internship?
Well, finding a mentor was definitely hard. I moved here about 2 years ago, so I don't know as many people out in the community as most people who've lived here all their lives. So that was definitely difficult, but I met a nice guy. His name is Paul Nausek. He was an engineer, and I got to work with him, and he helped point me in the right direction to meet people who were retired commercial pilots, working in different industries like the shipping industry or actually airline industry.
Have you actually flew a plane on your own with an instructor?
Yes, I've done it twice now. I went up with a guy for a Boy Scout merit badge and was able to touch the controls by myself and kind of fly around. It's amazing. It's one of the most amazing things I've done.
And are you interested in flying because of the mechanics, or do you just love being up high?
Well, I have a little bit of a fear of heights, just kind of ledges, but it's different. I feel more secure in a plane, so I would say it's kind of a feeling I get when I'm up in the air. It's very exciting for me. It's kind of hard to explain. I don't think it's the mechanics. It's more of a sentimental thing.
And what was your favorite part of this internship?
Well, I got to meet a lot of really nice people, even some neighbors who I did not know were pilots, and working with them and learning about what they did in their careers.
Before you go, do you see yourself pursuing this in the future?
Yes, I do. It's a very hard career. It takes a lot of perseverance, but I'm really excited. I think it's probably going to be that's going to be my job, I think.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you, Alana, for coming in.
You're welcome.
What made you choose working with dogs for your eighth grade project?
I have always really liked animals, and I thought it would be really fun to work as a dog trainer for a little bit.
I know, I'm curious, what was your project exactly? Like, what all did it entail?
Well, I started as just dog training, and then I switched to why dog training is so important. And I've been learning about dogs who weren't properly trained when they were puppies and how that really has affected their life. If they went in a shelter, then they had a really hard time finding homes. And so dog training is so important to be done correctly when they're a puppy, so then they can stay in their homes or find new ones fast.
What are the behaviors that you need to make sure the dogs don't have?
Pulling on a leash, it's much more enjoyable for both of you if the dog doesn't pull on a leash. Basic commands, so they can come, sit, stay. Biting is a main one, so they are not afraid of people or they just don't like people. It's good to have them socialize when they're young, so they get used to people when they're puppies.
Was this internship what you expected?
It was mostly what I expected until I switched to why dog training is so important.
Do you have any, like, dog tricks you'd like to share with us dog owners?
My favorite is when you treats work really well for this. You can hold a treat and spin your hand, and you get your dog to follow the treat, and he'll jump up, and we call it dance, and he spins in the air, and it's adorable.
What was your favorite part of this internship?
My favorite part was learning about the dog's history, like if they had been in a whole bunch of shelters or how their life was before they had come to their new owners.
And have you been working with like one dog or like a few dogs?
I've mainly been working with a dog named Chester, but I've also worked with other dogs. I've watched different lessons that my mentor has been teaching, and those are really interesting to watch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Allura Livingston, for coming in and sharing with us your experience of working at the Pine Street Bakery.
My pleasure.
The first question I have for you today, is it your hope to one day work in a bakery, or is it your love of sweets that made you choose to do your 8th grade project at the Pine Street Bakery?
A little bit of both, because it's always been a dream of mine to someday work in a bakery, and since I was a little kid, I've always loved sweet treats and baking.
Is baking chocolate chip cookies at the bakery as easy as baking them in your own kitchen?
Baking the actual cookie dough is the easy part, but you have to remember that you're not just baking for yourself, you're baking for an entire bakery and all the people who come in and out. So you have to bake 2 to 3 times as many cookies as you would at your house.
If you had to say, how many cookies do you think you would make in a day?
Well, we make lots of different types of cookies. At the bakery, we usually make 24 to 30 cookies of each type and bake those separately.
What did you learn while working at the Pine Street Bakery that was different than what you expected?
It was a lot more fun than I expected, but it was also a lot more work because you are constantly cleaning up after yourself, because if you don't, then the bakery will just become a mess. And everything is moving so quickly. If you have a thought in your mind, like an order for a cake or something that someone just put in, you have to write it down immediately and put it somewhere where you'll remember it, because if you just move on, you'll completely forget about it.
And what made it more fun for you?
Baking stuff in the back and then getting to see it being sold up front, knowing that I had just made that, was pretty cool to watch.
What do you think you'll take away from your experience at the internship?
I started off just going because I love baking, but now I hope it could lead to something else, like even a job at the bakery or learning how to bake treats or even come up with my own recipe.
If you had to pick your favorite treat that you created at the bakery, what would you say that would be?
Probably the eclairs. The cream inside is just amazing, and the chocolate with that.
What would you say was the hardest part of working at the bakery?
I would say definitely working up front with the cash register and the customers. Yeah, I was just a little afraid that I was going to mess up and do something wrong, but my mentor was really good about it, and it was really fun, actually.
Could you take us through the process of making eclairs?
Well, first, it comes out as just kind of a shell that's hollow, and you have to cut it open and scrape all of these kind of spiderweb-like dough things that are in between the two sides and just toss those. And then you fill it with cream and put that in the refrigerator, and then take the tops and dip them in chocolate and then put those in the fridge as well. Then take out the old eclairs that you did and the tops, put them together, and you have your eclair.
Yum. What was it like working with the other employees?
I was a little timid at first just because I didn't know any of them, but in the end it was nice to get to know new people, and everybody was super sweet, and I actually became friends with some of them.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Allura.
Thanks for having me.
I want to thank KRFY and Susie Prez and Jack Peterson for the opportunity to learn about radio broadcasting. Thanks for listening.
And that was Maren Andrick, her podcast for her eighth grade internship here at KRFY. Good job, Maren.
Thank you.
Yeah, good work.
I like the theme music, too. That was Chris Thiele. I can't remember the name of the song, but...
It's Where Is Love Now by Nickel Creek.
And Nickel Creek. Chris Thiele. Perfect. A couple more questions. Let's continue on. And thank you to Elena and Allura and Ryan for...
Alana.
contributing to this podcast.
Yeah, and thanks, Allura, for making me hungry this morning. The discussion about those eclairs has made me want to run over to the Pine Street Bakery after
and
this.
I think it's time to run over to the Pine Street Bakery, who are, by the way, KRFY underwriters. So thank you, Pine Street Bakery. And let's get back to the internship here. You started in October, and when you came in, what did you have in mind, and what was one of the first things you learned?
Well, the very first thing I think we talked about and learned was diction and articulation, so how to speak clearly and, like, so everyone can hear you. And then I worked on writing promos and recording those using diction and articulation.
And actually, you will hear Maren on the radio at times talking about autoseclectic mix.
Yeah.
And we're going to leave that on. Because we really like it. Even Jim Healy said, whenever I hear that, I see Maren sitting there in the broadcast studio doing her promo. So that's fun. And the Waldorf School is unique in many ways. You started in preschool, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
I remember you as a teeny tiny. And then you go into first grade, and what happens?
Well, in first grade, you normally start with your teacher. And I've had my teacher, Ms. McKellen, for 8 years, all the way through every class, which I think was really good because, like, she knows all of us so well, and she's just been an amazing teacher.
And now that the eighth grade is coming to an end, what is the ending like? You've done the internship, and there's this big presentation Friday night at 6 o'clock at the Lutheran Church that the public is invited to. But then what happens? You have a few more months of school.
Yeah, so now we're really working on our play, Midsummer's Night's Dream, which is going to be at the Panda, I'm pretty sure, on April 23rd or something. I don't know. But yeah, so, and then after that, in May, we're going on our eighth grade trip, which is 2 weeks, and we're going rafting in Colorado.
On the San Juan River.
On the San Juan River. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be driving back through Boise and just sort of checking out, like, the state capitol and all that stuff. So that'll be really fun.
Yeah, and that trip also involves you're going to be doing some service work with the Hopi Indians up on their reservation in Arizona. So it's going to be a really neat experience.
It seems like I've always heard that these eighth grade class trips are geared around a service project of some sort. Because that's an important part of our lives.
Yeah.
It's what we do. KRFY is mostly volunteer driven and held together, radio station also. And so we can thank Ms. McKellen for leading you through your students, through your classmates, through the 8 years. Who did you have for a kindergarten teacher?
I had Ms. Cher. Oh. Yeah, Miss Cher. She's not here anymore though, but.
And you had Miss Tria for preschool.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
What else can we talk about? The Waldorf experience is amazing. We know that. And so, Maren, when you're going to step out of the Waldorf school, you've been in kind of this wonderful, nurturing cocoon. And what do you think about your future? And what do some of your classmates think about moving in to the public realm?
I think right now everyone is really excited for something new and different because, like, it's going to be so different from our Waldorf school with a small class. It's going to be a lot of people. And so, but right now I think everyone's excited, but I think towards the end, like at graduation, everyone's going to get really sad and just, well, I feel like throughout our high school experience, we're going to, like, still be missing the Waldorf school and, like, thinking about all those really fun days. So, yeah.
And you have 14 students in your class right now, and most of them you went to preschool and kindergarten with, and you've been in the same classroom with them. So it's a really neat experience how they do this sort of journey through the grades where they start in the first grade and go in through the eighth grade. And so these students really get to know each other, and the social dynamics get to be worked out. Julie McCallan, your teacher, has learned along the way as she brings you new materials, as well as understanding your learning styles and really supporting you in different areas. So it's a pretty neat experience. And so, yeah, this eighth grade internship projects that you're doing, and then the play. And I know you mentioned the Midsummer Night's Dream, which is a Shakespeare play. I think most people are familiar with that. But they're going to be spending about the next 6 weeks really focused on this play. It's going to be a pretty neat experience to be up at the Panada performing that.
It is typical in eighth grade Waldorf schools to do a Shakespearean play. And just so you know, when my son graduated from the Waldorf school way back when, it was Midsummer's Night's Dream.
Oh, is that right?
And I don't think they've done it since.
Yeah, so, I don't think
I know that when he first started learning his lines, he said, it's a different language.
Oh,
this is really hard. But if you keep at it, pretty soon it became easy.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the big things in why they pick a Shakespearean play, because the way the language is and that you learn, you can do it.
Yeah.
Can I put you on the spot? Do you remember a line? I know you've been challenged with your lines. You've got quite a few of them.
I don't know.
I remember going over them and just prepping Ben.
Oh, yeah. It takes forever. Yeah. Just to learn one section, it takes like 30 minutes just going back and forth over and over again.
What part are you playing?
Titania, the fairy queen, and then Hippolyta, the queen of the non-fairy realm.
What's the guy's name who was kind of the director of the other play? He was like this old crotchety guy. There's two. It's kind of a play within a play.
Oh.
Anyways, that's the part Ben had. I just remember that. Anyways, it's okay. That play will be coming up.
And
I'm sure you're going to be spending a lot of time on that as soon as your presentations are done this Friday night. I want to thank you for coming in and sharing
your
podcast with us. I just want to remind the listeners that the podcast that we just heard of Marin's eighth grade internship here at KRFY is available on our website at krfy.org later today.
Well, and also I want to reinvite the public to come and listen to all the eighth graders at the Waldorf School talk about their experiences. It's at the Lutheran Church on Pine and Lincoln Street at Friday night at 6 o'clock, and there'll also be some refreshments, so we invite you to come.
Nice. Marin, it's been a pleasure. I hope you continue. You're welcome to continue, but it's going to be up to you, as I've always said.
Yeah.
This is your gig. This is a song. We're going to leave our listeners with a song, but we're going to come. I'm going to be back here till 9 o'clock with the rest of the KRFY morning show. We have all kinds of stuff planned, but we're going to hear a song so that Mary can get back to school. And tell us about this. This is Adele.
This is Adele, Rolling in the Deep, and it's just an amazing song. Her voice is so amazing. So yeah, thank you.
Okay, it's one of your favorites, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you, Susie.
Okay.